Listening Library presents The Dark Side of Nowhere by Neil Schusterman. One. Nowhere Fast. Ethan died of a burst appendix. That's what we were told, and we had no reason to doubt it. Everyone on the street had heard the way he screamed. The pain must have been unbearable. Even after his parents had rushed him off to the hospital, his screams haunted me for days. We found out about it the next morning. It was during science class. We were studying the astronomers, and somewhere between Copernicus and Galileo, the announcement came hissing over the loudspeaker. It was a shock. Biggest one I could remember. I mean, in this day and age, to keel over from something as stupid as appendicitis? I couldn't look over at his empty seat that morning. Although I tried to feel sad, all I could feel was angry. Roxanne, the last in a long line of girlfriends that had filled Ethan's 7th and 8th grade years, was blubbering away. That made me angry, too. I noticed the way she rubbed those eyes as she wailed, purposely smudging her mother's mascara that she always wore. It made her tears thick and black, so everyone could see from a mile away how very sad she was. As if everyone should feel sorry for her and not Ethan. On the other hand, Paula Quinn cried silently.